blood of the guilty servant, and by singing number the 145, the strength of the 123, O mighty men, why wilt thou both face self in hateful cruelty, when God Almighty is most kind, and ever mercy falls to thee? Number 145, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest
dit uit die adultery fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, business, heresy, unbeings, murder, drunkenness, reviling, and such like. Of the rest I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. This God. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Great mercy and peace is given, and it multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for your blessing. O Lord, let us not be evil in thy holy sight, to draw nigh unto thy throne in this evening hour of this very day. The day is but spent, and we are together, fed and strengthened. And thou hast protected us and given us what we need in this day to perform our labors and duties laid upon our shoulders. And at the close of this day, we are gathered in this house of worship around about thy word and testimony. So remember us in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ. Visit us in thy love and in thy favor, and that thy word in this evening be open for our minds and for our hearts, and that it be in power of thee unto salvation, and lamp for our feet and a light upon our path. Thou knowest all the needs and all the wants. We are so many souls that we even have no words to explain it and to lay it open. But Lord, thou art all knowing and omnipresent. Thou knowest our hearts and the secret within. Thou knowest all the desires, and thou knowest all the circumstances of our life. Not another one, but thou art the only one who looks to the depths of our hearts. The Lord saved us in this evening, and that thy word is powerful to comfort, to the conversion of sinners, to the uncovering of false foundations, and could it be to the comfort and to the establishing of thy word in the heart of thy people, that they may hear the name in this evening, and that the Holy Spirit apply it to the soul, and that they are included in it by that same Spirit, because it is all waiting for death. And thou knowest the struggles, and thou knowest the afflictions, and all the strife, and all that is laid day and night. But show thyself unto us as the King of Zion, as the one who hath bruised the head of Satan, And his victory is guaranteed the victory of his people and of his children. Lord, apply the truth to our souls and sanctify to our hearts. Those that cannot gather with us, we commend them in the throne. Those that have no desire that will receive it before that it shall be too late forever. Those that have sick, we commend them in the throne. Thou knowest those that are still in the hospital. Thou knowest those that have to enter in. And thou knowest everything that goes on in the family. So remember them who have you seen in this day. Also that young mother, the power is laying down there. So look upon her connection and compassion and that growth. That is well still with her parents, but up and down time and again. So another mother who is taken out of the family, she over some weeks. So thou knowest also her needs and her wants. Depressed and no care but of help her and strengthen her. So sanctify the means not only for the body but also for the soul. Look upon us together also the man that is in the hospital. And those that were blessed with another baby. The needs and wants are great and many folk. Widows and orphans and widows, look upon them, give them courage, where they have to walk their life to lengthen. Look upon them that are to seek as their husbands for soundness for eternity. Strengthen our boys in the service and in his name especially. There is so much blood flowing out of the last boys and weeks again. So far they have spared the boys of our future. In order yet to take have taken away some, but still not run out of our midst so far. So we commend them all for their throne, humble us to God and God to mercy. Remember that brother that is in the air at the present time, that he may see his wife and children in the evening. Thank the Lord and also their hearts, may the well and strengthen also us to preach thy words in the evening, give us light from above. And give an unbelievable lesson for each and every one that we could say at the end of this service, one day in the court is better than thousands in the sense of wickedness, with the pardon of all our sins for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 40. We start with the third sentence. Number 40, the offering of these for our school. The fear of the Lord is most clean, forever unmovable speech. His judgments are perfectly clean, on all things most righteous and good. Number 40, and start with the third. Thank you. may catch in the evening fruit by renewing a Matthew Christ. A poor deliverance valley, Matthew Christ. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. This part. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last time that those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake are also blessed by the Lord, and that they receive the kingdom of heaven. Now in verse 11, we have another blessed people. And that is that kind of people, when they shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You cannot realize, congregation, out of that text that the life of God's people in this world is not so easy. We would say that this many times in hard life, and it is a terrible life. It is a life that by nature we do not desire. No. But of course, the Lord, who has placed him into this world, and you would think after that the Lord had converted his sinners, then it would be easy for that people that the Lord might immediately took him away. But that is not God's will. The Lord Jesus, he prayed in John 6:17, I pray not that I should take them out of the world, but that I should keep them from evil. And of course, now in general, you know, the world that is in wilderness. No more in paradise. And even worldly people that find also here in this world not what they desire. Everybody has his troubles and his strife. And it is not outside, no, but it is even in the family, it is even in the houses of people. You read that by the prophet Micah, that one is standing up against another. In a family here in the city, the parents, a Florida boy and a girl, an argument with one another, 1,000 cars. For whom that evening the car was on the end of that argument was that a boy shook himself and they found him dead. And then he would say, yes, what is life and what is man? The whole piece of iron. And then to make such a trouble, and then become so mad that they shoot themselves. Then you can see a really, if there was not constraining grace, restraining grace. And if the Lord does not protect men, what will be the end? There is no end to it. And what is now all coming out of that deep hole of heaven. That is now all the result of what we have done in paradise, that we were disobedient to the Lord. And that our life I make it that it is nothing else than to ruin one another, even in the world, in business, in so many other cases, one against the other, fighting one with the other. And then, if you come to our right mind, then we must say, oh, what is foolishness? What is foolishness? But the man is not there, nothing else is true. And our actions by nature, that is nothing else as foolishness. But of course, the fact this evening that is not speaking over the world, but that refers to God's church and to God's people. And then the Lord he said, blessed are they when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. But for my sake that is added to that, of course, of that covered the whole thing. If we are reviled and persecuted, and that they say all manner of evil against us, but we give an opportunity to the people to do it by our life, by our conduct, then we are never blessed. No. You read in the word of God that the Lord said to the David, a man after God's own heart, but that he was the cause that the enemies of the Lord would blaspheme his name. That was awful. Something came in jail for it. And the blame was not upon the Lord. No. But it was to go for. And we were singing this evening about the fear of the Lord congregation. And we have to realize that not the grace of the Lord, but that it is the fear of the Lord that only can protect us against sin and evil things. Because in the grace itself lay no the guarantee of protection against sin. But that is well when the fear of the Lord is in action in our hearts, in exercise. And that is of course also the beginning of wisdom. And it is so necessary that the fear of the Lord may always fill our hearts must day and night thou look unto the Lord for his protection, for his strength, for his life, and for everything that we need here in this world, that the name of the Lord shall never be blasphemed on the sight and the count of our life. Now, he said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. Of course, we come to another point, and that is this. The Apostle Paul said, they and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And now in the first place, when you think about Christ, he was without original and without actual sin. In the midst of his enemies, then he said, who convinces me of sin? He gave an opportunity to talk to him about it. But there was not one man that had opened his mouth, not one. And even that Christ, you read about him that he go through the country, healing, curing the people, day after day, preaching the full counsel of God. He had never done anything that was wrong, never and ever. But you read in Matthew 11, verse 19, the Son of Man came, eating and drinking. And they said, yeah, the old man, glutinous and a wine bitter, a friend of publicans and sinners. And then in Matthew 12, they said to Pharisees, he cast out the devil by Beelzebul, the prince of the devil. They said in John 10, verse 20, he has a devil and is mad. And then, then you can realize, people, what man is if the Lord gave us over to ourselves, what comes out. Because you read in another place that the Jewish people and Christ took all kinds of ground under their feet away in regard to eternity. Then they became so mad, they say to him, we are not born out of fornication. So far it goes. And then he must say, that people have no mind, that people have no understanding what they are saying. But there now no thought, maybe the Lord who cannot punish us immediately, that we shall death as no. And then even when he was dead, when Christ had given up the ghost on the cross of Calvary, and has still that bitter enmity against the Christ. Then they came to Pilate, and then he said that he should. That he should have said, after 3 days I shall arise. So often, and people, then you can realize a little, what it shall be in hell. What it shall be in hell. The men, their work shall work out in the awful enmity that he has taken over from the devil in paradise. There is no place to pray in hell, people. And there is no place to bow out before the Lord. No. But an eternal enmity against the Lord that men shall refuse against him. And now, all that people that now belong to the Christ,
Because it came out that there was a man inside to bring him. When he was walking on the street, when he came out of the city district, then that man said, "But you go not back to the city, and to that devil that you have promised to serve to all eternity." He said, "You shall be have trouble your whole life." But Bunyan, he said, "In the power of the Lord, less than I have my trouble in my life." He gave himself over to it. But if there is something of the Lord in our heart, people, then we have three enemies who are always behind us, always. They are busy 24 hours, every day, 24 hours. And then they took, and then they took. And that is now outwardly, and that is now inwardly. So, I shall not give you one example. One example, or two. Yeah, we cannot be several, but let I speak that I take it out of the Word of God in the first place. There is a Moses, he killed an Egyptian, and he thought by killing that enemy, now my people that shall help shall be persuaded that I am sent from the Lord to deliver them. But you know what happens that other day? Then there were two brothers that were fighting, and then instead that he asked Moses to help them, because he came in between, but then they said to him, "Is it also your intention to kill us as yesterday that Egyptian?" And then that was a fiery dust in the soul of that day of that Moses that immediately fly away to Midian. And he stayed there for 40 years. For 40 years. From 40 to 80. Yes. Does he have nothing to say, people, that it is something? And then, you know the history of David? Oh, that poor man, he was lifting up. And he is now above all Christ of the throne in heaven forever. But oh, that poor man, for 30 years, no rest in the room. 30 years. But Saul, that was all the time behind him, to look for his life. And as Saul, he said to his boy, to that Jonathan, "Oh," he said, "as long as that son of Isaiah is here, he said, boy, you have to lay it up for him." Because he did realize it, right? That the devil had to lay it up for the Lord. And later on, then you read that in the history of Esther and Ammon, all the same thing. Because that kingdom that can never be broken, no. And the God of that people he take care for. You can realize. But now that man who's 30 years and then, of course, all your people, he was just not always at the right place at the end. No. Because we are more from our place as on our place. Oh, heavy matters come inside here. Then he shall have your life. Yeah, then he must say, "Oh Lord, I can well write it down, and maybe not half of this paper. The time that I am is on the right place in my life." Please, with that David that was not on his place the most of the time. No. And then once he came there by the priest. And then he asked for a sword. Yeah. Years before then he had not to ask for a sword. No. So then he was not alone. But then he was, oh, he devoured a lion and a deer. Alone in the power and the strength of the Lord. But then he asked for that sword of people, so he had to know himself. Yes. And then he asked for bread, but the priest said, I have nothing to eat, as only the holy bread is here. They get men out of his bed for the evening. But there are the behind the window, or the door, or the doorman, going through the mic. And he saw the priest for them. And then he was running to talk, and he said, now I ask you something. The priest that gave bread to the son of Christ of Jesus, and he gave him the sword also of the life, and then 85 people, 85 people that were killed. And who was it made of God? That was the Boaz, the Edomite. Oh, 85 people dead. 85. Oh, that strong people. That strong. There is nothing so awful as that strong that we have. With that strong that gave, we praise the Lord and he serves the men that is created after the image of God. And if the Lord leads us over to ourselves, then that song that there is no sword in the world, so sharp as that song that we have. Oh, yeah. It was, oh, yeah, sometimes people, well, you must say, that better get it. Yes. There was a minister by us there a few years ago, and he was a pastor, man, but it was a man who had office for, of course. And yeah, he said sometimes some word from about in grace comes to again. And then they have a company again, and then the girl that was up there, and then he said, go in that house that minister, and he would say, can I get her? He said, no, he said, there is something. The dead is taken away, and he became a medic at that minute. Yeah? Oh, they are all the same. You are all the same. You have no reason that one stand above you. And then he goes there. But then he came back. And, yeah, and he had a sickle in his hand. He got to the girl, he said, take care of Jesus. Take care. And then for the next, Genesis, but all that we are people, yeah, you cannot not write some books in the world that you say, now I have everything in it. No. And I have now the full depth of nothing at all. And it's something that God people not come against one another, the purpose of the street. And I have a report from Shepherd that he said is now goats fighting with one another, does that? But he said is to sheep fight with one another, does that? Because if there come nobody in between, he said they will devour one another. If you would not in the you can hardly believe, right? You can hardly believe. But yet they know. Because of life as it is. And now here he said in the text, the Lord Jesus, blessed are you and men shall revile you. It's not desirable for flesh and blood people. But they are always slandering about you, that they are always talking about you, and as it can only be the face, but after you, behind the back, that is the worst of all, but that is of course a work of the truth, a work of the truth. That is the same thing as lepers who are not sent. Lady Bury wrote, I never want to do
you cannot come to the majesty of the Lord.
No.
Because he said he has to do it, and all know that. And if that is in our heart, oh, then he cannot do it and he shall not do it.
No.
Because there is a limit in the life of God's people.
There is.
But now that people get a slender sight, that people that is persecuted, and all manner of evil they say against that people, for my name's sake, because they hated that people. They say about Paul that he was infected. And if there was one man that had a close life with the Lord, a man that was looking for the welfare of souls, a man, the cares of the church that was day and night upon that man's heart all the time, and but they had talked about that man. There were people even in Corinth. They doubted whether that he was ever called by the Lord. And if there now was the one that had a clear calling and sent by the Lord, then it was the Apostle Paul. But still they are doubting. Like,
yes.
They have reviled that man. And then sometimes they say, you are the demons in the temple. You have seen him. And he has said this and he has said that. And of course, if that now was limited to one person, but by nature, then we all have a devil in our ear, and a devil in our eyes, and a devil upon our tongue, and a devil in our heart. And that makes it so rich. That makes the case so rich. But Christ, he said, blessed, it is for his sake. And if he can come with our life before the Lord, is a guy who said, Lord, you know that I have walked before you in all truth and righteousness. That many have that privilege. He has his weaknesses, of course, because we are sinners and we are remaining sinners as long as we are here in the world. And we have all to say, we shall know it very. Really, that is, everybody has to confess that before the Lord. But now Christ is a blessed Jesus. When men shall revile you, this it is a blessing when they revile and persecute us. If now the world did realize what it means that those people is amongst them, then they would never do it. Because you know, you read in the Bible, about in the history of Abraham, that when he was pleading for Sodom and for Amorah, pleading for that city and for that people, why? Oh, that the Lord not to prolong the life and not confirm to that people. And you would say, absolutely, Abraham had no interest at all for it. But his nerve, love and his right and family was a deep. And then the Lord, he said, if now you're 10 righteous men in Sodom, he said, I will bear every such to him. But alas, there were no fences, no. It seems that there was only a lot, because his right was not converted.
And his children were up there. Nothing else. There was no life, spiritual life in that. No. But then you see what it is that God's people is here in this world and among men. Because it are people that is praying for the city, praying for the country, praying for those that are rule over us. They have moments that they bring the needs and the wants before the Lord. They have the places and the hours that they pour out prayer before the Lord. They are doing that. But of course, the people that is in general, that is a stumbling block for the world. A stumbling block, because even that it marries the wrongs of Christ, but they shall testify against him, and they shall speak against him, and the ways of unrighteousness. And of course, men want not to be war born, no. But men are desiring that is to go on in his own wicked way. He will go on because he do not desire an restless life. No. He is sleeping in the midst of sin, and he hated to be awake. He is hating them. And that is, of course, now the reason that they revile their people and that they persecute. Because if there was a crumb left in their heart, then there were moments in their life that they bowed the knee for their people, even when they were old. And that they say, oh Lord, remember them. Remember them. I have a church in the time of myself, in that church where he was serving. There was a converted man, and he had that weakness that he was drinking too much. And that came in trouble. But then our evening, several of God's children, they came together in house, and they bowed the knees before the Lord, and they asked the Lord to deliver that man. And the same night it happened again. The same night, and it never has happened, never. No. But then you see the power of the prayers of God's people. But of course, if there is no spirit in your life, and there is no love of God in our heart, then we have nothing to do with the name of the Lord, with his honor and with the welfare of Christ, nothing at all. But then we are instruments of the devil, and we are seeking nothing else than the downfall of the church. That is when the Lord leads us over to ourselves. But now the Lord, he said, bless thee. In most of the cases, we cannot see that we are blessed. No, in most of the cases, then we will be our own year. In most of the cases, we become mad inside. In most of the cases, even that we not do it with our hands, but we cannot kill the people. That is our nature. That is what lays in the bottom of our heart. But oh, people, if now the Lord is coming to us, and if they now see from what side that it comes, and what kind of people that it is doing, and what their intention is, what their purpose is, and that then the Lord said, bless now the people that is revile and persecute, and that they had come with so many false accusations towards them and against them, but that they are blessed because they are walking in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord, he said, once they have hated me, they shall hate you. And it is always so far congregation as that the Lord allows and that the Lord permits them so far. But now for all of us, the Christ is sharp weapon when he was here on earth, that was prayer. And that is now also for God's people here in this world. There is no better place, people, than to bring it only to the Lord. To talk to him. Several happens that we can even not talk to our own children. That happens many times. But the doors are closed with your own children. But to talk about them to the Lord, that is always is a possible. The Lord has everything in his hands. Even the hearts of the kings. And he inclined them as the rivers and streams of water. And a blessing that he would all out from us. And with all our brothers, that we find our life in what we would think this thing now. Out of number 188, make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue, make haste. Number 188, the first and the second stanza. And now congregation, now Christ he said to his people, rejoice and exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. This rejoice and be exceeding glad. We cannot always understand that. No. It is more troubling us than that it gives joy in our soul. But at the other hand, it is, as Christ said, a blessing when they revile us and persecuted us. Friends and tongue would say, if there for us is another way than the cross, and can be crucified, then we have to consider whether that we have the life of Christ in us, and that we are followers of Him. Of course, for our flesh it is never desirable. But if we may realize why and for what purpose that they revile us and persecute us and slander us, then of course we are blessed because Christ is a blessed us. And you think about David in Psalm 119, he said, "It was good for me to be afflicted, oh congregation." What do we learn in life? This, that we need always something that lays upon our shoulders to drive us out to the left, always. We need always something. And if there is, yeah, there is always something, but if there is, things are not so bothering us, we cannot be afraid. Oh yes. If this from one thing comes to another, and that is because the Lord loves His people so much. And He desires His people to see it, to see Him underneath, to meet Him. And for that reason, that their life is likened unto Christ, conformable unto Christ, because they have crucified Him. And now, what shall the world and the number of Christians, what shall they do different than crucify that people too? Christ, He said that reviling and persecution and slandering, that it is a reason of joy. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. We have here two words, but those two words, rejoice and be exceeding glad, that means now this, that we must be joyful about the persecution and be exceeding glad, that we must show that in our daily life, and that we have in that respect the mark of spiritual life. Because, people, if there was never anything of the Lord in your heart, the devil would not do mad to you, and the world would not do mad to you. But if there is something of the Lord, then you can expect reviling, persecution, slandering, and all false accusations against you. If there is something of that life of the Lord in your heart. And then He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad. There is no cause of grief and of sorrow, no, but rejoice and exceedingly glad. Because the Lord, He gave here in this life already a reward. But there's now one of the rewards that the Lord gave here in life already. One of them, that is, that they more and more are weaned on all that is of this world and separated from the world, and that they are more and more sanctified, and their life is dedicated unto the Lord. It is a proof of God's work in the life of God's children that the world hates them, that the world despises them. and that for the fear of the Lord and for His honor's sake. And then, of course, here in this world, there are moments that they acknowledge the Lord for the troubles. There are moments in the life of God's people that they are glad with all that bothers them. How can that now be? Oh, congregation, that is because it drives them out to the throne of grace. And then you read in Psalm 86, verse 17, that David, he said at the end of the psalm, he said, show me a token for good, that my enemies may see it, that thou hast strengthened me and comforted me, that I am a darling of you, that you love me. And then, of course, a great privilege that to know is something of what Christ as an example has shown when he was in this world. And that was this when he was on the cross of Calvary, under so much pain of outworking. Then his first word that was, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. And then Stephen, he prayed the same thing when they were told him, that the Lord will forgive a prayer for our enemies, not a prayer that will come fire from heaven and destroy them and burn them up. No. But that the Lord comforts them, and that the Lord gives His love in their heart. However it can be that God's people is praying for the destruction of the enemies, that is difficult. I shall give you the text that is in Psalm 43, where David said, judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust men. And for the enemies, is it an awful thing when God's people call upon the name of the Lord? You read in the Bible about Hezekiah, that he laid the letter before the Lord from that Sennacherib, and that he said, Lord, look, read it. And then the Lord, he sent at night an angel. And that one angel that killed 185,000 Assyrians. It is a serious case for the enemy when God's people bring the case of the enemy before the Lord, that the Lord make an end to. And there are examples, oh yes. There are examples. Great as there he was, we have in the books of the martyrs an example of some people that must be killed. And then there was a priest once, he came with some heroes in his hand, and he said to the people that was ready to go to the stake, he said, take that hero from me and cast it on the altar, and then he lies his path. But they say no. They say no. We shall not deny that Savior and that Lord who has given his soul for a ransom for us. That is the strength of the Lord. And it is only through him that God people can do everything. Rejoice and be cherished and be exceedingly glad, then the Lord gives his people grace to give it over into his hands, to surrender it in the hands of the Lord. And then he has to do nothing than to wait so that the Lord shall come and that he shall reveal his righteousness. So the reward, your reward in heaven, that is grace, is always out of free and sovereign grace, you see? Because merit, you do nothing, anything merit ever. No. But that reward that is great in heaven, and that reward in heaven you reach in Revelation 7 about that full reward that the Lord shall give to his people. And then you read in verse 13, and I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest, these are they that came out of a great tribulation and have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That is now the future, that is a great reward that the Lord has given. This was a blessed future. And that is now one of the grounds that the people must be rejoiced and be glad, exceedingly glad. But there is no other reason why. And that is in the second place that Christ said, for so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. This, you are not the only one. No, they have persecuted the prophets. But did they let the prophet Isaiah? He was shown astounded. But were they doing with Jeremiah? They cast him in a pit. What had they done with Daniel in the den of lions? What did they with Micah? They gave him breath of sorrow. And what did they with the prophet Zechariah? They have killed him between the porch and the altar. And what is now the comfort out of this? That when they persecute you for righteousness' sake, then that is the comfort that they have done it with the prophet as a proof that you have the same grace in your heart and that you have the same spirit in your soul. That is now the comfort that there is in that for God's people. And now, if you read now in the Bible, the outcome of those prophets, blessed are they that died in the Lord, so shall now also be your end. The Lord shall give grace and glory, and he shall not withhold his grace from the people. No. And now they can well be much strife here, and they can be much darkness, and I tell you, 100 times for against one, 100 towards 1, that they say you are wrong. That you are wrong. And then if you try to comfort his soul with the prophet, who also were persecuted, so then for a while you can have comfort out of it. But then that other moment, then they say, you are not a prophet. and you have not that life of death for us. And now you lay on the floor again. So it goes. But how dark the way is you pass me through this meat of people. I will come this evening so low and down to say to you, if it now was only one thing in your life that you were included, one thing in your life included, that is a guarantee that you shall be included soon, and that forever and forever, for the throne of God and of the Lamb. Thus, your reward is great in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. And Bunyan, I think about that now. Bunyan is telling one of his works and sermons about his own life. He said, when I saw in my life the footsteps of those old pilgrims, he said, then I was encouraged. Then I saw the footsteps of them. And I have a voice. I was sitting sometimes by God's servant, by God's people. And I have heard things out of the mouth that in those times I did not entirely realize what they were saying. No. And what was bothering them. But later on, in my further life, sometime now, sitting in a caravel alone, and I think back about so many expressions of the people, that I think if they were now still alive, then I would say to them now, now I am realizing what you are talking about. And now I have an insight in what you have said now. Because in some expressions, people, there is substance death, that they of course have said something, but there was so much behind it. And then they are all coming up out of a small revelation, but they are all coming out of a great revelation. And now the one has it more inwardly, and another outwardly, but all that appear in heaven, that comes out of a great revelation. I shall stop for this evening, but all people, I hope, we have now all those blessings for the people that the Lord had revealed the matter of Christ we have in several sermons that now explain of Yah with much shortcomings. I know. But I hope that for this one or that one was blessed to the soul and sanctified to the heart. And all people, if you now have heard once our name, then he must say, oh Lord, increase our faith. Lord, apply it now to my heart that I may believe. That if I have one thing, that I have all those other things to also together. Because if you have one, then you have more. But we need light from the Lord. And now we are travelers to eternity, people. Of the way of salvation, and to become, and to be added to that number that is still possible today. Election that is from eternity firm the number, but the bringing to by Christ to the church that shall be saved, that there is a word that goes through to the end of the world. There is still an opportunity. That we are also are included in that number. And you have to ask the Lord that you are belong to the people. and that he may add it to that number and give you all those marks of that spiritual life. Also a yard, even that it is as a mustard seed. But that the Lord apply it by his own spirit to our hearts and to our souls. Oh, and then people may uncomfort the fellow traveler, then you have something that shall stay and remain with you forever and forever. And do not rest unless that the Lord personally has applied it to your heart and sealed by the Spirit of your soul. Ask the Lord, children of God, and then your life shall be more easy too. If you have more life and more comfort and more assurance in your heart, your life shall be more rejoicing and exceedingly glad in your life. May the Lord grant it unto all of us for his great name's sake. Amen. Lord, bless thy word that we have heard again in this evening hour, that we may leave it here with little joy in our hearts, and that we commend ourselves with our ways unto thee, how dark that our path is sometimes is, and how hard the circumstances of our life. But, oh Lord, that we may receive that grace to look upon thee, even Christ, the finisher, the author and finisher of faith, who had rejoiced and was exceedingly glad when the Father revealed again unto him what he had promised in the counsel of peace unto him. Oh Lord, be with us and our family, children and grandchildren. Bring us back in the next Sabbath day to the house of worship. Forgive our sins. Cover us under thy wings. And gladden our heart by the almighty gift. For Christ is only. Amen. We sing now 68. And the last stanzas, we use that as doxology this evening. He who walks in godly fear, in the path of truth shall go. Peace shall be his portion here, and his sons all we shall know. 68, 3 and 4. Communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.